views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Welcome, everybody, to another wonderful week of Angels and Answers. And Sky and I, we both want to wish you a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Yeah, so we're all excited. And
the holidays. My blower.
Your blower. I'm glad you forgot your blower.
Because it would be in his ear right now.
Exactly.
Happy New Year, folks. This is going to be a good one.
2015, I feel like, is going to be very good year.
So do I.
I really do. I feel very confident and stuff. And so you're going on your cleansing and stuff like that?
I already started.
Really?
Yes. I can't. Listen, folks. I am a huge meat fan. Huge.
So am I.
And I never thought that I was going to do well with this cleansing thing. And I got, like, I think I told you guys, I think it was maybe just before Christmas or something. And, in my meditation, the spirits came to me and said, you have to do this cleansing. So I started it. And when I started it, I was in a fog for 3 days. And I felt very listless. I felt very tired. I was in a fog. I did not feel good whatsoever. And I actually had pneumonia, double pneumonia. And I was getting, there was no antibiotics that were helping me. So during this meditation, my spirit world came to me and told me the only way anything's going to help you is to go on this vegetables and fruit. So, and they told me to literally juice. So the fourth day of juicing, guys, I opened up my eyes, I did my juicer, I made my drink, I finished my drink, and the world opened up to me. The clarity that I received was in magnitudes. Unbelievable. Really? Audie, I can't even express. Even if you stay eating meat, but as long as you have these juicings, like a couple of times a day, even in between. Mm-hmm. Audie, I can't begin to tell you how well I feel. I feel happier. I feel stronger. I feel literally clean inside. I actually feel like I'm so clear, so much energy. I have so much energy.
That's
you
great.
Know, I couldn't walk from the sofa to the kitchen without, I was so out of breath.
Well, a lot of people mention the fact that whenever they do a cleansing, and our good friend Alona is one of them, that her energy started shooting through the roof, and she lost so much weight. And
she looks wonderful.
Now, Alona, darling, she looks like, I know she's listening, she looks like a model.
She's gorgeous. She's gorgeous. Well, she always was beautiful.
Yeah, and she had a stomach, and yeah, now it's gone.
Everything is gone.
Yeah, so if anybody wants to really, you know, it's not even so much as in the exercise, believe it or not. When you have power weightlifters and all, and people who really want to, like, bulk up or become muscular and stuff, believe it or not, my friend who is a professional bodybuilder, he said 15% is bodybuilding and 85% is diet.
Sure.
And he said he only works out maybe an hour a day. That's it. And he doesn't work out like 3-4 hours a day and stuff. He goes 45 minutes to an hour a day. He goes, that's it. You know, I get my muscles toned. He goes, but it's all in the diet. But when he does competition, he says, let me tell you something. He says, I am the moodiest person to be around.
I'll bet.
Because, you know, they have to drink like – people who are like obsessive, you know, they have to be like
compulsive.
Yeah, they have to be like really to the T and drinking like 2 gallons of water a day and to get off every ounce of body fat off them. And so you see just muscle and stuff. And, you know, for everybody who loves to eat, you could eat, you know, the way you want to eat. And it really is. It's fine. So long as you eat in moderation, you could have even the junk food you could have in moderation, but you need to exercise to burn off whatever it is that you're taking in. Because if you don't, then of course it turns into fat. It's not that muscle turns into fat. It's just that when you're not working your muscles shrink. And when you're eating more, the fat cells are going to grow. So muscles don't turn into fat.
No.
It's just that muscles shrink and then the fat grows because you still have that eating habit, but yet you're not burning it off.
And you're also staying about the same size, but you don't look as buff. You don't look as tight. You look like you shrank. But I want to tell you something. Not only do you juice for the getting better from your sicknesses, and believe it or not, any cancer patients out there, which I hope there's none, but I know there are, any cancer patients out there, one of the first treatments that they give you in cancer is to juice. Because what you're doing is you're extracting all the fiber out of the vegetables and fruit, and you're getting pure nutrition, mm-hmm. and it is absorbed so quickly into the system. I've like in 2 weeks, I have become like a connoisseur on juicing. And I'll tell you something else, which I was so shocked. There is such little nutrition in the foods that are processed or on our supermarket shelves.
Oh, yeah.
And not only that, they're loaded with chemical.
Yes.
Even the good stuff, Artie, even the good stuff, like Total, I couldn't believe this, guys, and this is not baloney. In Total pomegranate blueberry, there is not 1 ounce of pomegranate blueberry in that box, but yet they're allowed to advertise it as pomegranate blueberry.
How's that?
I don't know. It's almost similar to when the tobacco companies years ago were adding 5% of nicotine to cigarettes, and then they boosted it up so that you would become more addictive.
Right.
So what they do, instead of using the actual fruits, what they do is they add chemical. And that fructose commercial, that's a whole bunch of baloney. That fructose is chemically made in a laboratory. It's actually the derivative of corn, yes, but the way they explained it to me was this. You know the people in Peru, they chew the coca leaf. And it's absolutely healthy. It's a very big staple of their diet. It is non-addictive. They make teas out of it. It's a tremendous staple of their diet. But when you get that coca leaf and you process it, it then becomes cocaine. And so like the corn. When you start processing corn, it becomes a different chemical altogether. And a chemical that is bad for your body.
Mm-hmm.
So keep your children away from corn syrup. Now, my kids, I never knew this until a couple of weeks ago. So my kids are so like poisoned from all of this food. They also said that the life expectancy of the children's generation from ages 8 to 15 are going to be considerably less than our generation. And I am making it a all-out war on this stuff. And it's not because I want to feel better. It's because I want the kids to
be healthy,
much, much healthier. And I want their brain cells to work better. And I want them to stay away from heart disease and dementia and Alzheimer's. They're finding out that it's all from the chemicals that are put in the foods.
Yeah. What's sickening, no pun intended, but what's sickening is that everything that is much healthier for us cost a lot more money.
You're right.
They charge you a lot more money to have anything that is, what's that? What is that?
Nutritious.
Nutritious, but there's a word for it when you buy special milk, special meats.
Organic,
yeah. And everything is through the roof whenever you buy healthier, which is really, I mean, I just can't believe it. I really can't. I can't believe the FDA. I have, you know, the FDA, yes. I have very low respect for them.
Have none.
Yeah.
Have none.
Because all the crap that they allow to slip by.
Yes.
And to have all the drugs go through with all the thousands of side effects.
Oh, my goodness.
And the funny thing is, you know, I can't help but notice that, you know, when they talk about the purpose of whatever drug they're talking about, and then you see the people smiling on TV, and then, it may cause brain cancer, and it may cause suicidal thoughts.
Your liver's going to fall out.
Yeah, your liver's going to explode. These are all potentials of your 10 toes falling off, and you'll be sterile for the rest of your life, but it will stop that pain in your leg, and
right.
It will...
How about the nail fungus? How about the nail fungus commercial? Oh, my God. You paint this thing or you take this pill for nail fungus, and the side effects are suicide, brain cancer, kidney failure, heart disease, stroke. Are you serious?
Yeah. I mean, when you have that many side effects, you want to know something? If they literally started to introduce a healthy way of eating – there would be no side effects.
Well, then the drug companies
would be out of business, because now you need these other drugs to take care of the drugs that are giving you all these side effects.
Right.
And it's a shame the way society is. But by you doing your own natural homework, you know, by looking and Googling and seeing what the healthiest is and stuff like that, you know, these companies will be forced to make healthier decisions according to the public. So if the public starts demanding, wanting to have more healthy foods,
right,
then the companies are going to start to change.
Now, the chemicals that are in the foods are used for shelf life, and all that. Now, the Food and Drug Administration is passing that so that we can produce less and eat. So if something was, go to produce. Produce only lasts, fruit only lasts for a certain amount of time. You have to eat it up and buy more, mm-hmm. All right? But these cereals, they can last from now until 2086.
Yeah, that's saying wait.
Do you ever see what's in a Twinkie?
Peanut butter is like, peanut butter will last forever and ever and ever. I am a peanut butter fanatic. I am.
But you know what? If we could just think about it and just go back to nature. Nature has always guided me. Always. And if you think about it, if you just stop all what you hear and remember how our ancestors lived, and they lived long lives and healthy lives. You never heard of Alzheimer's. You never heard of so much stroke and children born
with autism. Yeah, all these new diseases. Yeah, all these new diseases.
Are you kidding? But this is all, it's all a
chemical, chemically produced from what we eat.
Chemicals. I believe in it.
Sky, we're going to be going for a break soon. So if somebody wants to have a read from you, a private read, what should they do?
Okay. Please call me at 908-500-1474. And you are?
And if anyone wishes to have a party or a private read for myself. Now, also, just to remind you, we're just as accurate. Sky and I, we're just as accurate over the phone as we are in person.
Yes.
So feel free to give us a call. So if you're not in Central Jersey area, you could still call us and we could still give you a very accurate read. And my number is 877-ANGEL-02. So stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Happy New Year.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
Slow down, you crazy child.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky and Angels and Answers. We are the dynamic duo.
Yes, we are.
And a happy new year to everybody.
Yes. Happy new year, folks. You know, just before the commercial, Artie had mentioned something. You know, a lot of people would like to call far distance. All of you to know that, yes, we are very accurate over the phone. As long as we hear your voice, then everything comes to us. And that was brought to fruition just a couple of days ago when I read a woman from, it was from the Midwest, Iowa.
Okay.
And she was a lovely, lovely woman, and she was a little hesitant. But when I kept reading her, she says, oh, my goodness, it's just like me being in front of you. So don't hesitate, guys. Give us a call. We're very, very accurate over the phone. Very.
Right. It's all about energy, and that's all it is. Because so many people say, well, God, you know, how do you do it over the phone? Or how do you do it over the airwaves? Right. And it's literally just the vibrations, because as from one spirited person to the other, we're just connecting to your energy. So for me, myself, I like to use a crutch in the sense of looking at somebody's picture. It helps me out. And I don't care as far as it being a recent picture. It doesn't have to be a recent picture. It could be your grandfather when he was 2 years old. All I want to do is just pick up the energy of that vibration, of that spirit, and then I'll be able to read that person.
And I don't always
need it, though.
Yeah. No, you're really good without pictures, too.
Now, without pictures, I pull through, too.
But when I have a picture,
it's like,
yeah. I know. You're crazy. Yeah. When you...
And I do close my eyes sometimes.
I know
to
that
see.
You do. Yeah. Yeah.
I just wanted to also say, you know, being that we're going, you know, that we're in the new year, you know, when everybody has this desire of wanting change. Oh, 2015, or let's even go back all the other years. Oh, the change. It's like politics. Oh, let's go for a change. You have to understand the only way things are going to change, it's not life that's just changing. You have to change.
Yes.
You have to be willing to be committed to these changes. So if you want to lose weight, if you want to improve your lifestyle, if you want to improve your relationship, if you want to improve your health, you want to improve your job, you want to improve your relationship with your family or whatnot, guess what? It's going to come from you making these changes and being conscientious about it and to have that desire. Because just because it's going to be turning into a new year, it doesn't mean that all of a sudden your life is going to get better, you know, but you have to be committed on these changes. With that, yes, your life will get better. And guess what? And if you don't want to make those physical changes within yourself and you're just waiting for life to happen, well, guess what? It's going to keep on happening over and over and over again.
You know something? You know what really pushed me over the edge besides getting sick and no antibiotic was helping? That really frightened me.
Mm-hmm.
3 rounds of antibiotic, nothing helping?
Really?
Yes. It was very frightening. But what really helped, and during that period, I had no energy. So all I did was sit on the couch and watch television. Okay. I even had to cancel some of my readings, unfortunately, because I couldn't breathe and talk.
Wow.
So what I did was I'm watching television and I'm looking at television one day and I'm saying, I am literally sitting here watching people live. What kind of a life is this? I'm literally watching other people live while I am sitting on a couch doing absolutely nothing with my life. And I'm aggravated over it. And I says, this is going to change.
You want to know something? That's what it takes sometimes for people, or a lot of times. I won't say sometimes, a lot of times. Sometimes it takes, or again, there I go with sometimes. It takes people to get angry or that upset where fear is no longer a factor. You are so upset. You are so angry at the situation. You're saying, you know what? This is not serving me. I am not happy. I don't give a crap about anybody. I don't give a crap about the situations. I got to do what I got to do. And you know what? I'm going to tell you a funny scenario as I'm thinking about it. It's like, you know, you try to be nice and you say, excuse me, can I use the bathroom? You know, and you got to go and, you know, can I use the bathroom, or whether you're in the stores or whatnot? And then when you have to go, like it's about to explode out of your butt, let me tell you something. I need to use the bathroom.
Where?
I gotta go. Where's the bathroom? No, I'm sorry, sir. We don't want. No, you don't understand. If you don't open up that back door that says employees only or the bathroom doesn't work, I am going to go on aisle 3 right now, and I won't even give a crap.
Yes, you will.
You know what? That's right. I will give a crap, but I'm going to give lots of crap.
Clean up on aisle 3.
That's right.
Clean up on aisle 3.
That's right. Wear the nose plugs, please. It's stinky on aisle 3.
That's so funny.
No, but I'm telling you, but you have to get to that point where right. I don't care. See, I'm not telling you not to care about other human beings or
but
about life.
We're talking about yourself.
But about yourself. But sometimes people care too much that you are so considerate, which is nice to be considerate, but you're so nice, over the top nice, that guess what? You're allowing too many people or situations to get the best of you, and you're not doing what is right for yourself or right for the other people. You know, you have to do
That's
what's
a big
necessary.
Factor. See what you just said?
What?
Right for the next person you want to help. So if you're that kind of person.
Yeah, it's called tough love.
Wait a minute. If you're that kind of person and you want to help so many people so much of the time, you're not even doing justice to yourself to help those people because you're so lethargic and you just don't have any will and you just don't have enough energy and you're just like so sedentary that you really can't help the people that you love to help.
Right. It's very frustrating.
It is.
And the thing is, and then people who do make decent amount of money, but they're living their life like they don't have enough money, is because you're giving so much of your money away to help out other family members or to help out other friends that you are putting yourself behind the eight ball.
Sure.
And I'm a very strong believer in that. You know, how I describe it is like this: when it comes to being a giving person, you have to take care of yourself. You have to take all the monies that represent your principal. And when I say principal, I mean everything that takes care of your needs. Anything that's interest, anything that's above and beyond your personal needs, that you could share. But the monies or the resources or the energy that you need for yourself, you can't afford to share it with anybody else, because if your ship is drowning, then you can't help out anybody else.
Yes.
And then a lot of people saying, oh God, I don't have enough money, or oh God, their lives in ruin and what. Well, guess what? They put themselves there, you know, but for you to sink your ship because of somebody else's actions or moves, you can't, you know, you're going to allow their karma to affect you, and it's not healthy. It's not right.
It isn't right.
You know, so that's why I said when it comes to, you know, the new year, you know, it's great that you want to make these changes. And, you know, what's really interesting, I've counseled a few people who really wanted to like move to Arizona or move to Florida, and they couldn't move because of the circumstances or whatnot, whether it be financially, whether it be because of, I don't know, whatever personal reasons. So I simply said to them, I said, well, rather than move there, I said, why don't you decorate your place and paint up your place to make it feel like you're in Florida or like you're in Arizona?
Great idea.
I said, get rid of the furniture that you don't like, or bring in the furniture or the paintings,
the color.
Or the colors, and paint your place like you're right there. So,
perfect.
You know, and then, you know, little by little, do it one room at a time. If you don't have much money, then do it one room at a time.
Oh, you're such an interior designer.
I'm telling you, I know. I don't mean to brag.
Is my coloring better?
Is your coloring better?
Yes.
What do you mean?
I mean, somebody was telling me I looked gray. I don't look gray anymore, right?
I don't think you look gray. I don't remember. Maybe one time you looked pale to me.
Yeah.
One time. But other than that, no, you look, your coloring looks pretty much so the same.
Okay, good.
To me. And I'm not being nice. It does. It looks.
That's what I want.
You got a nice hue.
Honesty.
Yeah. It's such a lonely word. I hate those sad songs. I do.
No, I'm glad that my coloring is good. Somebody told me that I looked very gray. Well, maybe you didn't see me that time.
When was this? What was this? As soon as you got sick?
No, it was about a week and a half into it.
A week and a half into?
The pneumonia.
Well, yeah. Well, I wasn't around during that time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, well, it all came back because I honestly don't see any
difference. And I lost 12 pounds.
Which is fantastic, darling.
Fantastic.
That's great.
That was a bonus. I never, you know, I knew that I was going to feel better. hopefully, because after before those 3 days, oh my God, I felt so in a fog. I felt so lethargic. I says, oh no. I says, how could this be wrong for me when my spirit told me? So I gave it another day, and that fourth day was the day. It was phenomenal. I felt so great. I felt so clear. Good. I felt so clear, crystal clear. Life was crystal clear. And I was even reading better.
That's great.
My eyes are better. But anyway, the bonus of that was I lost 12 pounds in 1 week. I never expected to lose 12 pounds in one week.
I'm so proud of you.
I can't believe it.
That's fantastic.
Another 90 weeks.
In 90 weeks, and she's going to be talking like this because her voice is going to start to shrink.
I'm going to be sitting on the top.
Her vocal cords are going to change and everything. I was like, come on, hop up, Sky. Come on, you little thing.
You can put me in a backpack.
Come on. Come on, we're gonna travel for free. You're just gonna go on my little knapsack, and I'm gonna travel for free.
Oh gosh!
People will think you're my little puppy dog.
Right? I just woof every now and again.
There you go. There you go. So, no, but you know, changes. You know, there are a lot of people who would like to travel more.
Yes.
You know, it's not just about the weight, and it's not just about, you know, I want a better job and stuff, but it's also about a quality of life and, you know, allowing yourself to go out with your friends.
Yes.
You know, allowing yourself to go out with other couples. And, you know, it's a lot of fun when you go to movies, when you go to shows. I love going to comedy shows. I do. I love going to comedy shows.
Right,
I don't. Yeah. I'm a big fan of going out to eat and pigging out.
Yeah.
And, but you want to know something? I very rarely will go to, when I go out to eat, I very rarely will get sweets because I notice that I become a lot more fuller when I have sweets on top of my whatever I order, like, you know, whether it be Italian or meats, right, or whatever. And I love my desserts. I love it. But yet just about every single time when I have, you know, all that good stuff right afterwards, it's like, I get too full.
You know why? Because you've eaten a beautiful meal and you love cake and sweets so much that you absolutely want to just savor every moment of that delicious treat. And you can't do that when you have a full belly.
You know, when I have a hot fudge brownie with vanilla ice cream, I'm telling you, Charity actually gets jealous when I eat it because she says, you moan more when you're eating than you do when you're with me. I have this uncontrollable moan. I do. That it feels so good. It's like when my scalp gets massaged, I moan like uncontrollably. I don't care who it is, who you are, what you look like. You know, you could be a drone. I don't care. If you're massaging my scalp, you're pretty much so going to hit my G spot. You know, it's something that I just can't control.
But that's good. That's good. You're very easy to please. So any girls out there.
I am very. Yeah, no, Charity will kill you.
Right.
Yeah. No, but you want to know something? We're about to go to a commercial break soon. And, you know, if anybody wants to get a hold of Sky, just call.
908-500-1474.
And my number is 877-ANGEL-02. And we're always up for a good time, and you're guaranteed a good time if you call Sky and or myself. And it's a lot of fun. So
yes,
get your friends and family together. It's a great time for a girls' night out. It's a great, you know, it's a great theme. That's what I want to say. It's a great theme to have a psychic party at your place.
And it's so much fun.
Yes. Oh, and goodness. And I promise you the furniture is going to stay intact. You don't have to worry
nothing's levitating.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about drawers and flip opening, you know, opening cabinets, opening by itself.
You know, every time I've had a party, everybody has been so satisfied and so grateful.
Yeah.
You know, and I keep saying, geez, I wish I could take the credit for this, but it's not me, folks.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. I feel happy that they're happy. Yeah.
I do. I feel happy that they're happy, but I always tell them it's really not us. It's actually spirit.
Exactly. But right now we have to go to a commercial break. So stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Oh, the shark, baby. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Sky and Artie.
Hi, everyone.
We are the Dynamic Duo, and we want to wish everybody a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, folks. This is going to be
But 2015,
year.
I feel like, is really going to be
so
a powerful year.
Oh, my gosh. Too. I thought it was just me.
And, you know, the only thing with that is that I really feel like there's going to be two, and I'm just getting this now, and I, thank God I don't feel like it's going to be within our country, but there's going to be two major catastrophes. I feel like that's going to happen. I don't know if it's India or China, but I feel like there's going to be two major catastrophes. And not that I wish anything bad upon anybody, you know. It's like there are some people who will ask me, you know, when am I going to die? Or they ask, when are they going to die? Their husband or their wife is going to, you know, whatever. And it's like, it doesn't serve a purpose when people talk like that or when they want to know stuff. And even if we're right on, whether we're right on or not, I would never tell anybody because it doesn't serve a purpose in life because you're going to make that person a neurotic. So,
not only that, they could absolutely change their destiny.
You can make it a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Absolutely.
You know, so whether it be with good news or bad news, whatever, it could be a self-fulfilling prophecy. But when I'm giving a reading to a child, and not that I give all out readings to a child, I'll give them like 5 minutes. Like if I'm doing a party and like my little kid wants to meet you and
granddaughter is in love with him and he is in love with her. They have this ongoing love affair, and it's so cute.
Yeah, we're going to go to Paris together.
Yeah, someday when you become very old, and she's going to see you. No,
yeah, then so I'll be proud to be on her arm.
Yeah, she's a beautiful doll.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
I know.
And what were we talking about? As far as reading little kids, and I normally don't, but what I do is that I am extremely enthusiastic about giving them a projection of their future. And, and I give them a lot to look forward to. Now, is it generic? No, it really isn't. But I will only give them the good stuff of their future because it gives them something to look forward to.
This is true.
It might make them want to do better in school. I give them information so they'll make healthier choices with what friends they choose to hang out with.
That's very good.
You know, because you are what your environment is. You know, if you hang out with crappy people, or a crappy environment, you're going to end up, being with a crappy life.
Yes.
And it's very important that you surround yourself with surroundings that's a very healthy or nurturing environment. That's why a lot of people, when they go into these drug rehab programs or even with alcohol, they start off great. You know, you're in a situation where everybody is regimented and everyone's watching over you and you're in a structured environment, which is fantastic. But what happens is that a lot of people will hang out back with the people who they were doing drugs with or drinking with. And you can't do that because once you do it, once you're screwed.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of these people don't have the willpower to be able or to be willing to change. So they need to be in that structured, healthy environment. And so long as you stay out of the bars and so long as you stay away from your friends who smoke and you shouldn't make them friends anymore drugs or whatever. No, smoke pot and drugs and
smoke.
Yeah, exactly.
folks, Matt.
You know, so it's very important that you keep a very healthy environment around you. And that's why a lot of people end up going right back into rehab afterwards.
Sure, because they don't change their friends.
They don't change their friends. They don't change their environment. And just because, see, this is just like the new year. Just because you had one good week of diet and exercise, it's only going to stay that way if you continue on that path. Now, yes, you know, your health gurus will say, you know what, you can treat yourself to a good one day off out of the middle of the week or the end of the week or whatnot after you've really done a great job. You're allowed to have that one free day.
Yeah.
And that's what health people do. And that's great. However, you can't treat yourself like for 2, 3, 5 days now that you had 7 good days.
Yeah.
You have to stay on that path if you want to stay healthy.
But, you know, a very good way to do that is to recognize that this is not a diet, but a change in lifestyle.
Right. That's exactly what it is. Yeah. It's a commitment to a change of lifestyle.
Right. And I'll tell you the truth. I know that if I wanted to, I can go have cookies if I want to.
Right.
But I don't want to, because the way I feel is so much better than when I felt when I was eating all that stuff. I just want to do it. And the weight is a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to eat the good stuff. I want to eat the fruits and vegetables. I might even become vegetarian someday. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine myself ever becoming a vegetarian.
I can't either. I'm a big filet mignon person. I love fish.
I love London broil. Oh, yeah. London broil marinated. I love my
teriyaki.
Teriyaki sauce. Yeah. I love my Jack Daniel's flat iron steak.
Oh, I love that too.
And the Jack Daniel wings and stuff like that. Forget about it. You get that from TGIFs. Yeah. This show has been brought to you by TGIFs. The best damn food in time.
Bourbon ribs.
Yeah, and the bourbon ribs. Don't forget about the bourbon ribs. The hamburgers are fantastic.
I love that stuff too. But you know what? I love the way I feel better.
That's
better
great.
Than food. Honestly.
Really?
Now, in a few weeks, I don't know how I'm going to feel. But right now, at this very moment, I'm living the moment. And I'm going to live in the moment every day.
Living the moment.
I'm living the moment.
That's great.
And I'm happy I'm living the moment because I'm feeling really good, guys. I'm really feeling good.
And you want to know something, you know, for people like myself who hate to run, I have to run. If I'm going to run, I need to run with a purpose. I can't run just for the sake of running. When I say run for a purpose, I mean, if I'm playing basketball, if I'm playing football, if I'm running from the cops, if I'm doing something with purpose, then I'm okay.
Oh, gosh.
But as far as exercise, like, I don't mind bike riding.
Oh,
you know,
like bike riding.
And I'll take our dog and on a leash. We have a, you know, white Siberian husky.
She's so beautiful.
She is. She's gorgeous. And and we'll go. Oh, it's almost better.
Oh,
it's almost
God.
Yeah. It's just about cleared up.
Excellent.
Yeah, it was very raw above her right eye, and it's just about healed, and now she's growing lashes again.
Aww.
Above it. So
she's
now
the
whitest white. She
is. You keep us so clean.
Yeah, well, she keeps herself clean, and Charity's a clean fanatic.
Yeah,
so.
She's so beautiful.
But, we don't have – I think – I don't know how often she brings it to the vet. Maybe once – only maybe once every 2 months or something like that to get her groomed and stuff. But she really is. She's a very, very, very good dog. Very playful. And the funny thing that I love about her is that, you know, when she has her toy, she wants you to fight for the toy. She loves to growl at you.
I love it.
She loves to growl at you to create that fight.
Yeah.
You know, and then sometimes I'll grab her extra skin and her hair around her face and she pretends that she's mean and she's a real pussycat.
Yeah.
And I bite her sometimes, but love bites.
I bite my dog too.
Yeah.
I'm so happy somebody else does that.
Yeah. And, you know, but it's a lot of fun. And I do things that she normally doesn't expect.
Yeah.
And we'll, like, lift her up by her front legs, which she normally doesn't. She doesn't like. But I'll dance with her a little bit sometimes. And then she's had enough of me, which is about 3 seconds afterwards. You know, she'll fight her way to get back down.
They give you such unconditional love. Isn't it true?
Yeah, it really is.
I know.
It really is. So other than your diet, what else do you want to do in the year 2015?
I want to travel a little bit.
Yeah, so do I.
I want to travel.
Okay.
And in 2015, I also want to make a specific commitment to some type of a charity or to help some organization, maybe if it's the elderly or it's children that have disabilities. But I want to designate time every week to something bigger than myself, mm-hmm. you know? And I feel as though I'm drawn in that direction. I feel like I need to give back. I've been very, very lucky in my life and very unlucky. I mean, I think it's a balance, but I feel at this juncture,
I would say you've had as much good luck as you did bad luck. It's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. But in this juncture of my time in my life, I feel like I need to give back. I'm able to give back.
Yes, you selfish bitch. Start giving back.
But not that much. I like to help. You know, and I love
10
kids.
For me and 2 for you. Go
right.
ahead.
You know how much I love kids.
Yeah.
Kids are like my life. I love them.
Well, I feel that you would personally feel better and more beneficial to helping out kids than you would the elderly. Not that you won't help out the elderly, but as far as that constant commitment.
Yes.
The only thing that I'm concerned about with you is that you would end up like it's almost like a foster parent. It's like, I can't let any
he
of them go.
He knows me.
Yeah, I can't let any of them go. I see you becoming so emotionally attached to every kid that you're with. So that could be very dangerous for you because you're so incredibly empathetic.
I know.
It's a beautiful thing, but at the same time, you have to know what your limitations are. Otherwise, they will suck the life out of you.
You know, you are 100% right on that.
And then Richie's going to complain, well, why don't we have no more money? Where did all our money go?
Well, we have 74,000 children.
Yeah, that's right. But look at all the people we're helping.
You know, even just to be there and read to them and comb their hair or talk to them, you know, or give them a little sunshine in their lives, you know, just like being there. Because don't forget, when you have a kid in the hospital, the parent is out working. Can't always be there.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe just like during the day or, I don't know, maybe once a month or once a week, just go there and read or
for those people. Yeah, but when you do that, if I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure you have to take like a, I don't know if it's a 2-week course or a month course, because the hospitals have to teach you all the etiquettes of what you can and can't do. You can't just be a volunteer, walk in and say, hi, everybody, because they don't know if you're a lunatic.
Yeah.
And what you consider to be common sense.
Yeah.
Could be not common sense, and you know, and you have to understand everyone's medical conditions and what you can and can't do.
Yeah.
You know, and then there's certain, I wouldn't say political, but lawful rights, you know, what you could do and what you might consider is like totally innocent. You know, the parents or the hospital say, no, you can't do that, whatever it may be.
You're so right about that. There's so much damn protocol these days.
So there's lots and lots of protocol. And I found this out just by me simply wanting to donate my time. Like when I went out to New Orleans, you know, I wanted to I donated my time for 5 weeks to the victims of Katrina. And when I went out there, it's like I already put my name out there to a bunch of different organizations. And the weird thing is nobody was calling me up. And I said to God, I said, look, God, I'm here. I'm here for I'm there like 2 days already. No one's called me. I said, look, you know what? I'm not even going to worry about it. I put my energy out there and I'm just going to enjoy New Orleans for whatever it's worth. And when I went to a hospital, I did donate some blood. And also when I asked the hospital if they could use my services, they said, well, it's a 3-week course and the course isn't going to start for another week. I said, look, I'm only here for a month. I don't have time to do all this. I'm just here to give my free time. I said, you know, this totally was not working for me. This is too much protocol bullcrap, red tape bullcrap. So that's I got frustrated. And that's when I had a little conversation with God and I did donate my blood. And then I was at the park. There was this beautiful park in New Orleans or actually right outside of New Orleans. And I was just relaxing in my car and just looking at the lake. And then finally, it's called, I forgot it was called something grounds. I forgot what it was called. But they called me up and said, hey, listen, if you're in the area, we could use your help. And I said, oh, great. You know,
that was nice.
So, yeah, it was very nice. Right now we have to go to a commercial break. So Sky and I, the dynamic duo that we are wishing you a happy new year.
Very much.
Very much so. And Angels, you're with Angels and Answers. And we're going to be right back right after this commercial break. Welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky, the dynamic duo. Hello there, and happy and a healthy new year to you. And you want to know something? You know, a lot of people say, you know, I feel so bad for asking for myself. Other people have it worse than me. You know, I was taught in church. I was taught in church that I shouldn't ask for money. And I'm telling you, I am a very spiritual person.
Listen.
Ask for billions and billions of dollars.
I've been asking for money for years and I haven't gotten.
Yeah, she's gotten plenty. Don't listen to Sky.
No,
we should all be so lucky.
No, that's
we should
not
all,
true.
No, that's true.
You can always.
I'm here with her. Believe me, it's true. So, but believe me, it's thoroughly, thoroughly okay to ask not only for money, but ask for lots of money because the churches do that. And without money, we are a human being. It's a natural resource of our life. We all need it. And unfortunately, too many people were taught money is the root to all evil, which is a bunch of crap.
It's not.
Now, the thing is,
God wants us to have money.
Yeah, God wants us to be happy. God wants us to be healthy. God wants us to, you know, be in a very good position.
Happiness.
And the thing, right. And the thing is, if you're not in a financial strong situation, that means you can't help out other people. So for all of you naive people who own a business and say, oh, I just need enough to pay my bills and I just need enough just to take care of this, that, or the other thing. You want to know something? Screw that thought process. You know, you're not in business just to pay your bills and to have a few extra cents so you could buy cough drops and lifesavers. I want to be in business. So not only do I pay for all my bills, I want to have a very comfortable lifestyle. I want to be able to travel.
You have a very lovely lifestyle.
Listen,
I wish I could have his lifestyle. And that's not even.
I have a freedom lifestyle. I don't have a monetary.
I love it.
I have.
Oh, come on.
I am. I'm rich. I am rich when it comes to friends. I'm rich or acquaintances and friends. I'm rich when it comes to having a freedom lifestyle.
But you can't have a freedom lifestyle without having something to back it up. You have to have a little bit of money to back up your freedom.
I have a little, right. And I have enough money just to.
Like us.
Like if I could just do with basically with what I want to do.
Yeah.
Can I get the best of the best right now? No. However, I do have enough just to make my life comfortable.
Happy.
Right. Happy and comfortable.
Now, here's one. When do you know enough is enough? When you're working, you have a business.
Yeah.
And you become so obsessed with the darn business that you don't know when enough is enough, and you don't know when to kick back and say, you know what, let me count my blessings at this point. I'm paying my bills. I got a little extra money in the bank.
I know the answer.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I know the answer.
Yes, you. Sure. Young man.
If you're not happy with your life, suppose you're manifesting in your life. If you're not happy in your life because you're so stressed out by the business, all right? If you're so stressed out because you don't have time for yourself to enjoy all the rewards that you've manifested, it's not just about manifesting to have an extreme amount of money, which is kudos to you if you could do that. But it is very, very important for you to be able to manifest where you have enough, where your life is in demand as far as your business in demand, which is great. And so now your challenge is to give yourself enough time so that you could enjoy it. And if you don't, then you have to dedicate the time to be able to delegate the responsibilities to other people and put the energy into training other people so that you could take a sabbatical.
Yes. And think out of the box.
Right. And to think out of the box.
But wait a minute. What if you're the type of person that can't let go of that and you are actually driving yourself into a wall and you don't need to do that? And really, you just can't let go. You just cannot give, you just cannot delegate because you don't trust. But you've been down so many times and you're so afraid to delegate and you're so afraid to trust somebody with your business because you know you're approaching the age where, hey, if this screws up, I'm done.
So well, the thing is, you condition somebody to be your right-hand person. All right. And you condition with them and you work with them and you work with them. Right. And you get them when they're green. All right. You want somebody who's not just necessarily who has experience in the business, but you want somebody who's enthusiastic with life. You want somebody who's willing to learn. You want somebody who needs you as much as you need them, and somebody who has an open mind. And you have to find that chemistry to be able to find people who's willing to work under your conditions. It's not just about being a good accountant or being a good electrician or being a good, you know, producer at whatever business you're in or a good dog walker. You have to be able to hire somebody or find somebody whose personality is very compatible, because there are people who are very good at what they do, but they're not good with working with partners.
Right.
They're just not, you know. And so therefore, if you are working with somebody where it's like, you know, you have your style of running your business, but they have their own very strong-minded way of thinking, then it's not a good match. It's not a good mesh. It has to be, they have to be willing to work off of your energy and how you do things.
That's very, very difficult to find.
It is. Very. It's not impossible, though.
It might not be impossible.
But that's why you interview one person after another after another. And you don't hire somebody just based on their knowledge. You base it based on their personality. And do they have the type of personality where they're willing to work with you but not willing to steal what you have?
Right.
And so there's a certain dynamic there.
Now, you never know who's ready to steal what you have.
Now, well, you could tell by their lifestyle, because if they have, I'll give you an example. If you have a woman, all right, who has a pretty busy life but needs money, but they're taking care of a couple of kids or a few kids, two or three kids.
Yeah.
Their energy doesn't have the time to try to think about business because their energy is so consumed with their family life.
Right.
They need to make a good living. But so long as they have a good personality and that they have an open mind and that you could see that they have a little intelligence there, and they have to be a people person.
Right.
So it takes a certain dynamic. And I'm going to explain to you a very interesting Before we go to break, I'm going to explain to you a very interesting situation that happened with my brother, and I am so incredibly proud of him. I am so incredibly proud of him. He's my brother Marty. My brother Marty, he was going to be like he was going after being a controller. All right, controller, like in
controller.
Somebody who oversees somebody else's business in the accounting world. You know, you're not a CPA, you're a controller. You're somebody who watches over somebody else's business financially.
Oh, so he watches your money.
And so, yeah, well, not just the money, but also the business itself.
Yeah.
And so he had to take this test. And there was approximately 250 people going after one job.
Wow.
And so what happened was they took a test, and my brother scored right in the middle of everybody. And they brought him in for an interview.
Yeah.
And because he has such a personable personality, out of 250 people, he ended up getting hired.
phenomenal.
He ended up getting hired. Now, my brother was telling me, you know, of course, this is exciting news. My brother was telling me that their reasoning behind going after people in the middle, they didn't want, obviously, the lowest scores, but they didn't want the highest scores because the people who, with the highest scores are usually the ones that are the hardest to get along with. They know everything.
Yes.
The people in the middle, they're flexible.
Right.
But they, yet they know enough to know the business or to know, you know, money and to know business.
That's a difficult business.
And so, well, it depends what business you're in. But as far as to be a controller, because you have to be able to watch over people.
Yeah.
You have to know a little bit about the business. You have to know about finances. You have to know about learning how to get along with people, getting along with others. And so my brother happens to have that personality where he's very easy to talk to. He's a very personable person. He knows his stuff. But he's the type of person who really had to bust his ass to know everything. Things never came easy to him. He had to bust his ass.
And I bet he's so grateful for everything he's got.
He is. And him and his wife, they have a very good lifestyle in South Orange, New Jersey.
Do you have nieces and nephews?
And They have two great kids, and I have an older brother with two great kids. And we're going to discuss more of that because right now, Sky and I, the dynamic duo, we're going to have to be right back right after
Happy
this commercial.
New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.